I'm Anna.
And I'm Jillian.
And this
is the Hat Picks Podcast.
Just two dope ladies talking about soccer from across the country on the podcast no one asked for.
We'll just keep doing whatever it is that we're doing because it's our podcast and we do what we want.
That's true. Do you know the meme that I'm a man, I'm 40?
You know, I didn't know the meme, but I did do the Google about it, and I vaguely remember that actual interview when it happened, because I am surprisingly on a white man's side. Because I will defend student athletes and how much work goes into being a student athlete until I die.
I'm a man. Y'all pick on me. I'm a man. I'm 40. So, listeners, context. This is our 40th episode. Now, did we get to episodes 1 through 20 in a much shorter time span? Yes, we did.
That is neither here nor there.
Times were different. There was
more time to be had because we were all at home.
All the time. But here we are at 40. And as is my custom occasionally, I have to put some kind of reference with our episode number. So welcome to episode 40. I feel like I should – it feels a little ASMR.
It has taken an ASMR turn. I feel like we're going to start like clipping – like clicking our fingernails together and just making –
international things. That's too weird. I can't.
No,
I would be so bad at ASMR because I just end up laughing and everybody would have the volume turned way up and then I would just laugh super loud into the microphone and ruin it for everyone. So
yeah, there's a reason why our podcast is like this and not ASMR.
When I was taking the time to actually edit our podcast, which I have stopped doing. Yeah. And it's very freeing. I'll get back to it at some point, maybe. But I'm enjoying uncut. But when I was doing that, I did often have to turn the volume on our voices down because we're so loud. So
sorry, everybody.
Except we're not. Okay. We're gonna just jump right in, dive right in.
Yeah, we actually have picks. We're sharing them all, but we actually have them this time.
Yeah.
So go us. 10 points to our respective Hogwarts houses.
Except most of those points go to Anna because I definitely did very little of this. Like, I texted some ideas this morning and then I like got home. Little Sebastian was looking very cute on the couch. So I was then further delayed from working on the pod. I opened it up and Anna's done like half of it.
Yeah, but to be fair, you gave me all the ideas. I didn't have most of them.
All right, team effort. Well,
yeah, we did it.
Agree.
We did it. We did this together. Okay. Our number three hat pick is just a bunch of international things.
Yay.
So a bunch of players are not renewing their contracts with their WSL teams and are moving on. The list that I found, and I'm sure there's others, but these are like the ones that I saw on like a lot of social media things are – Magdalena Eriksson and Pernilla Harder from Chelsea. Beep. Haley Rasso from Man City, who is actually reported to be having a physical at the Real Madrid facilities. So that's probably her next move.
Oh, yeah. I really almost got a soundboard. I did. I was just like, I don't know how to use it, though. I mean, I would figure it out, but yeah. I just haven't.
I do think that's going to be a future thing because if we do this in person live, how incredible would that be?
Oh, yeah. Crazy Ira and the douche.
Oh, my God.
Douche nation. Okay, sorry.
Our podcast slowly morphs into actually just a Parks and Rec podcast.
Exactly.
Okay. Other players. Rafaela Sousa from Arsenal. Kate Longhurst from West Ham. Those are the names that I saw. And it will be exciting to see where all of these players go, especially Eriksson and Harder, who are at this point just a duo signing. Like if you want one, you get both. Yeah. And it's amazing to see players like take their careers into their own hands and be able to make these decisions for themselves and not just be left to being told where they're going because of a trade a club has made, a la Lynn Williams.
Yes. I still cannot believe she was like, I'm just as surprised as you are. Which, based on how Kansas City is doing this season, not that they had her last season, but it just doesn't seem like maybe it was
the best
how well
move.
She's doing. And yeah. I love you, Kansas City. I'm really sorry. In other news of people leaving teams, Izzy Christensen is retiring. She's a former Lioness and player at Manchester City, Birmingham City, OL, and recently Everton. So she's retiring at 31. What an age to be.
Yeah.
Recently bought a house in Cumbria. I can't. I'm sorry. In Cumbria. And is looking forward to a career in sports broadcasting. A la Roy Kent.
Yeah. I want to do a swapsies with her if I could. Thank you. I would like to retire at 31. I would like to have recently bought a house in Cumbria, and I would like to have a career in sports broadcasting as like my second thing that I am doing. And if I could just have that, that would be great. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yes. We'll take that in a bag of crisps, please.
Prawn cocktail, actually, please. Thank you so much.
Anthony's been getting these shrimp chips.
Oh, those are so good.
Oh, they are just – it's just a mouthful of MSG, and I love it. It's just really delicious.
I will take some gluten-free Jaffa cakes, prawn cocktail crisps, and a Ribena. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Lindsay Horan and OL – En France. That's my French ambiance music.
Yeah, I do hear it. I actually immediately felt transported to like a cafe in Paris. It was pretty incredible.
So good. So they OL won Division One Feminine. That was my accordion. You can't do that.
But I can.
So OL is the creme de la creme. Once again, and have won the French league title for the bajillion time. I don't know what accent that is. Probably not French.
No, but it's okay.
Not surprising that they won. They're incredible, but this is exciting nonetheless. It was also announced by the Lyon manager that Horan will be staying with OL after her loan from Portland Thorns is up, which is wild.
Yeah.
Not that the Thorns need her.
No.
They are just stomping everyone.
Because they have Crystal Dunn and Sophia Smith. We will get to some of that later.
Oh, my God.
I know. Okay. Another international thing that's exciting is that Sam Kerr was chosen as the flag bearer for Australia for the coronation of King Charles the whatever. This is
– Third.
Yeah, whatever. This is not on the list because we are pro-monarchy in any way. But
okay, I have to stop because in the text that Anna sent me earlier, it was like, we like this because monarchy, not because monarchy good, but because but because, and I wanted to be like, not because monarchy good, but because women football is good.
Yeah, listen, I stand by what I said. Cause honestly, the monarchy can get fucked, but and I do say that again.
That's true.
I wrote that as a thing that I will be saying again. But, okay, so not on the list because we are pro-monarchy, but because a women's footballer being put on a massive international stage is huge.
Yes.
Not to mention shortly thereafter, Prince William was at a Chelsea game, which is also dope. And, again, honestly, the monarchy can get fucked. But we love publicity for the women's game. Incredible.
Absolutely.
Also international, former Houston Dash icon Rachel Daly won the Golden Boot in the WSL this season with West Ham. Much excite. Love to see it.
Much excite. Also, the fact that anybody can get the Golden Boot in a league where Sam Kerr is playing is – that anybody else could get it is like
– incredible and outrageous.
Pretty dope. The Champions League final for the ladies will be Barcelona versus Wolfsburg on June 3rd. So tune in. Sorry that Wolfsburg beat Arsenal.
It's okay. Sad Arsenal day. Has like five players that are healthy.
I was like, everyone is injured. Yeah. Everyone.
Yeah.
Chelsea won the Women's Super League for the fourth year in a row. And Emma Hayes is unstoppable.
Yeah.
They have won. I was looking this up. They have won 6 of the last 7 titles. Only Arsenal. God. Arsenal won in 2019, but since 2017, it's been them, basically.
Yeah. It's...
As I wrote, wow, 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 wow. So I could also add a blah, blah, blah,
blah. Yes.
And then some international attendance records. So over now. Over 9,000. I can't. I'm like coughing a little bit, so it's like very hard.
Yeah.
Over 9,000 folks showed up at the A-League Grand Final, which happened at the end of last month, and it set a domestic women's match record in Australia. Sydney FC smashed Western United 4-0. Western United, which it was their first season.
League,
to,
yeah.
Yeah, to make it to the final is a great thing. But, you know, I know that like 9,000 people at a match may not seem like great, like compared to some of the numbers we see in that I'll tell you in just a second and that we see in the United States. But like the fact that they're setting records down there means that the women's game is spreading globally, which we love.
Hell yeah.
And then over 77,000 people attended the I put that. I don't know why I did that. The women's FA Cup final game a few weeks ago, breaking a world record for a women's domestic club match.
And I think that's the game that Prince William went to.
I mean, that would make sense.
Yeah.
But very cool. Sorry.
I don't know why in my head, I had to like actually say Prince William because my head wanted to say Prince Willie, and I don't know why.
Prince Willie.
Although I do kind of like that better because Willie is frequently used as a like euphemism, colloquialism for the peen. So
did you ever watch the IT Crowd?
Yes.
The Willies.
Yes. The Willies. So I actually think I'm gonna stick with Prince Willie. All right.
Love that.
I don't know how often I'm not talking about him that often, but I'm gonna stick with it.
No, but right. I can guarantee you that will somehow be in the title of this podcast now. Prince Willie went to a football match.
I do. Yeah. I mean, not that the monarchy needs any more attention.
Not that anyone's going to know what Prince Willie is.
I keep like hitting my hands on the table from my laughter, and I know you're going to hear it in the pod, and I'm sorry. I'm not sorry, but I'm sorry. Okay.
Oh, God.
Moving on. Number 2 hat pick. That was all our number 3. So that was a lot.
International. All of it.
All of it international. Moving to our number 2 hat pick, which is the future of soccer. Obviously women's, because who cares about the men?
I only mentioned one thing about the men a little later.
Yeah, I also, like, who cares about the men, especially after Arsenal fucking lost the Premier League to Man City in the last, like, 4 games. You know what? It's fine. They did pretty well.
Anna is sad.
It's fine. They did quite well for themselves, and they have great re-signings. Like, Bukayo Saka is staying, and Martin Odegaard, they've both chosen to stay with Arsenal. So, I love. Anyway, the future of soccer for the women. USL Super League is set to launch next year. United Soccer League is a Division II soccer league in the United States. Many MLS teams have a USL team to their name, like LA Galaxy, Portland Timbers, and Seattle Sounders.
Sorry, I was taking a sip of some water. So it has tiers like the Premier League structure, but there is no like relegation or promotion stuff, which is, you know, it's nice. It takes some of the pressure off, but it's just a different system. So right now there is a USL W League throwback.
Yeah.
Which they call pre-professional soccer, but now they have a tier above that, which is the USL Super League. And fun fact that I didn't know, St. Louis has a team in the W League. The St. Louis Lions, they are unfortunately very bad right now.
They're like one of the only teams with 0 points. Just for reference, the team at the top of this like regional standing board. It has 34 points.
Okay, so yeah, so they're not great. 0-12 is their record. They're in good company with the Cardinals, not doing very well this season. Yeah. So, but apparently we can watch them. So this is funny that Anna wrote that and I didn't know.
Yeah, I found out when I wrote this. So
Google is amazing.
Isn't it though? Okay, so they are saying that this league will be on par with the NWSL. So that is super exciting, especially considering how many players don't get to make it onto NWSL teams.
Yeah.
So far, the cities they have announced that will have teams are Tampa Bay, which does make sense. I mean, there are already other soccer teams in Florida. Dallas, Fort Worth, and Phoenix. We would get a women's soccer team as we are leaving.
Yeah, fun fact. Anna is officially moving back to St. Louis.
Hell yeah.
So we truly, we've talked about the possibility of having to come up with a different intro.
Now we do for sure.
Now we do. So if you have any, we'll be taking suggestions. Please email us at hepexpod@gmail.com.
I should check that email.
I check it all the time because it's just in my email things and I just delete all the Twitter notifications that I get.
God bless, because I don't look at it. Anyway, this is dope and it provides more opportunities for women to play professionally in the U.S., which we love to see.
We do. Speaking of the future of the league, babies. Babies. That was like really creepy.
The most exciting that either of us will have ever said the word babies is that.
Yes. Unless I was referring to a cat. Baby. I did the baby. Yeah. Okay. Melanie Barceños, who's actually a fetus, has mad foot skills on the pitch. I have been noticing. She is going toe-to-toe with some of the most seasoned professionals in the NWSL and is like holding her own. Obviously, she's not perfect. She's literally 15. But just very cool to see her out there and to see her, you know, she's not flopping. She's doing well. Indiana Dos Santos, who is 15 and plays for Sydney FC in the A-League, is the now the youngest A-League champion ever. And they were joking on the A-League social media, like, we should petition to give her the day off of school tomorrow because she just won the grand final. They were actually, I think they were saying too, that like she could have attended the match for free if she wasn't in it.
Oh my God.
Because of like her age.
Age, yeah.
But yeah, so neat.
How old is...
Ebony Salmon?
No, yeah. How old are these people?
Ebony Salmon's 22.
Oh my God. She was born in 2001.
My God.
I just, that does make me die a little bit. Like, super exciting, but also, oh, at 22, I was in DAW.
My God. Me too.
Yeah.
This will be fun for everybody to listen to.
Yeah, super thrilled for you all. We're not going to edit this because we don't care anymore.
I can scat and have some background music.
I'm also adding.
Anthony and I recently got into origami. I'm just telling people fun facts while you type.
I do love this.
I made him the other day. I did something wrong, and I was like trying to apologize to him, and I made him what I called a peace flock. I made him a lot of different origami birds to say I'm sorry. So I made him a crane and a pigeon and a swan and a pelican. Unfortunately, the pelican can't stand on its own, so it's not – he has the others on his computer. Oh, and then I later made a penguin, which is very fun.
Okay, I've done things. I can stop vamping.
Interlude over.
Okay, so I'm going to start with the youngest one here, Alyssa Thompson. Just She's 18, still a bebe, but is also truly crushing it with Angel City recently.
She had to miss her prom.
Yeah.
For a game.
And then they threw her a prom. Anyway.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to put these in age order. So slightly older again. At 21, Trinity Rodman is the youngest player to 10 goals and 10 assists, passing Sam Kerr, which is cool. Ebony Salmon, 22, slightly older still, but crushing it with Houston. And then finally, at 22, Reyna Reyes scored her first NWSL goal, playing as a defender because Kling was out with an injury. Megan Klingenberg-Neck was out with an injury. and I don't know. I probably said she's also 22. So just so many young players doing so well. Also, actually, I'll just put this in the tips.
Okay. Continuing on past the babies, with just more future soccer things. As we have mentioned in previous episodes, Michelle Kang is taking over soccer. Per The Athletic, which is a place where we get a lot of our official news, there is a paywall, but it's a very good sports news outlet.
Yeah.
Tis official. Kang now owns 52% of OL Reign, and the OL group owns the remaining 48% because math.
That is how that works. Yeah. Kang wants to join the forces of the Washington Spirit in OL Reign and is creating slash has created. I don't really know what the legality of this is,
right?
Where it is, but wanting to create a women's soccer organization that will grow and continue to expand ownership to other clubs around the world. Michelle Kang has in fact said, quote, "This is about bringing women's soccer to that level so that young girls growing up all around the world can see it and be inspired and say, I'm going to go into professional soccer," end quote.
God damn it. We love it. It's so good. second grade Jillian writing in her little journal at school, "I want to go to the Women's World Cup." I'm like, would be proud. Here we are at our tips. I feel like I used to put a drum roll in there somewhere.
Probably.
Yes. It is Tobin Heath's birthday. Happy birthday, Tobin Heath. I'm so happy for you. Wish you were better.
Honestly.
Just really sad about it. Jess McDonald is pregnant. We put this as a tip because she seems happy about it. Again, Anne and I typically are not just like, oh my God. But she seems happy, which we love. But it's also kind of a drop because this means we're not going to get to see her play as much. So that's a bit of a bummer. But honestly, Racing Louisville seems to be doing like halfway decent. Like they're not doing as bad as they have before. So I'm happy to see that. So I hope that they are able to continue on strong without her. So. Scooby-dee-bop-bop-ba-dee-dee-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-do This is going to be a true joy for people to listen to.
I cannot wait. Okay. Next tip, not soccer related, but women's sports related. The WNBA is back. I'm just so excited.
I don't know what that was.
I don't know, but it's fine. I think it expresses our excitement.
It's supposed to be a party horn. It came out wrong.
So just a few little WNBA tidbits. Aaliyah Boston is absolutely crushing it with the Fever. Indiana got their first win in 11 months. So here's to hoping that this is a good season for them. Also, side note, they have Emma Cannon, who used to be a Phoenix Mercury player who I deeply love. And I'm excited for the Indiana Fever to have her.
My gosh, guess what? We could go see them play.
Oh, my God.
So close.
I know. I was – we went to go – which we will talk about in a moment. I went to the Phoenix Mercury home opener and we were like walking back to our house after it. And I was like, the Phoenix Mercury fan base is like a lot. Like, they're intense fans. And I was like, I feel like when we go other places, they're not going to know what to do with the energy that we now just like naturally bring to a WNBA game. But you know what? we're going to spread that energy.
Yes.
It's going to be good.
Yeah. I love it. And I would love for the Fever to do well, since they are now my, as Anna told me, and then I bought a t-shirt. Anna's very convincing.
I do say things as though they are fact and not opinion. My bad.
It's going to be, you know, I hope they do well because it's a team that I'm now supporting. But it has been really fun watching WNBA stuff on socials. It's been really great. And speaking of Aaliyah Boston, rewind. Boston is not the only rookie that is dominating this season. Zia Cook is doing great things with the Sparks, which is dope. We love successful rookies. We love it.
We sure do. You know what else we love? That BG is back. I literally wrote underneath BG is back, Anna goes on rant on how amazing it was to see her. And I will do that right now. Okay, so last Sunday, May 21st, yeah, that's how time works, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was the, I have so much phlegm. One moment, please. I can mute my microphone so that people don't have to hear it.
But I can still scat a skibidi-boo. I don't really know how to scat that well. Anna is blowing her nose right now, getting that phlegm out. I hope she can hear this and maybe she'll laugh a little bit.
Oh yeah, I can hear all of it. I'm at the tail end of a cold that I had for far too long. I had it not this past week, but the week before. I started to get sick and I was like, oh fuck no, I'm going to this Merck home opener. And so I downed Mucinex for 2 days because I was not going to get sick. And then this past week on Wednesday, it just came back with a vengeance because all I did was like push it off. And on Wednesday, I like my face was chapped from how much I was like blowing my nose.
Oh God, that's
so now this is like the residual phlegm that's like the very last of it.
And you're already phlegmy anyway.
I'm so phlegmy. Anyway, okay, BG is back. I will not go on my rant. Oh, yeah, I unmuted. I was about to be real, but then I realized that you could hear me, so I hadn't unmuted.
Yes.
I'm doing really well. Okay, so last Sunday, May 21st, was the Merck home opener and BG's first official game back in Phoenix because her first game was in L.A., which was also exciting. Kamala Harris was there.
Wow.
Yeah. The Sparks gave her a jersey. I get it because she's like a California person, but like also the Merck was there. Anyway. So the Merck home opener always is really fucking huge and they have like the huge intros for every player. Like they do it every WNBA game. And they had like this super hype song for like all the players. And then BG was the last player, obviously, because what usually it's Diana Taurasi, but obviously this was like the big deal. And they changed the music for BG. And it was that song that like, I'm coming home, coming.
Oh my God. Was everyone crying?
I was crying.
My God.
It was so like emotionally intense throughout the entire game. Like BG scored the first points for the Merck and the Merck do this thing every season where every home game they honor some like woman who's doing things in the world. And this one they honored Sherelle Greiner, BG's wife. And they did a lot of stuff with the Bring Families Home thing that BG is like huge about now. And they like talked about it throughout the entire game. And they like honored like one of the women who is like at the front of the Bring Families Home campaign with like $5,000. And they had the guy who deals with like the government official who deals with like negotiating, getting people back. He was at the game. Like they really went hard. Like, because they're like, this is, first of all, this is a media opportunity and we're going to take it because they are still a sports team.
Obviously.
But also they were like, this is our chance to highlight all of the people who did things to get BG home in a way that like we can do over the course of the season. And there was a point where BG scored a three, which is not – she's not – that's not that's not her thing. She is a like a player in the paint and maybe does like a fadeaway from like just outside. Like that's not her typical thing.
Yeah.
And she scored the three and the crowd went fucking wild. And then she was like pounding her chest and saying that she was back. And it was like just like so emotionally intense the entire game. We unfortunately lost partially from a bad call because the ball went out of bounds off of Elizabeth Williams. And like, at least on the like replay that we could see on the big screen, and that and obviously like we're kind of far away from that big screen, but it looked like the ball like very clearly changed trajectory after hitting her, but we were also far away. So like what, you know, and so they said that it was Chicago's ball, which sucked for us because if we had kept possession, we probably could have won. But, you know, that's okay. We can't win them all. We won the next home game.
It's fine.
We were just 0-2, but it was fine. But we won the next home game, so it's okay. But it was just like – I mean, so the entire bottom bowl – so most basketball stadiums have, like, the lower bowl and then the upper bowl. Mm. And the lower bowl had completely sold out of tickets.
Wow.
And so usually for the Merck home opener, they give away free tickets to the upper bowl anyway, because they partner with a local – like Fry's Foods is one of the local sponsors for the team. And so if you buy over $50 in groceries, you can get two free tickets. You just claim them at like the day of the game. It's like they do this every season and you sit up at the top. But they had to actually open the upper bowl for tickets to sell.
Oh, shit.
Because they ran out of tickets in the lower bowl. So it was like super exciting. It was packed. It was like super emotional. And especially because I think in women's sports, players, when they gel, become more of a family than they do in men's sports.
Yeah.
And like knowing DT was one of the people who went to go to Texas when BG like came back. Like it is a very serious family dynamic in a lot of ways. Yeah. And so it was just fucking incredible.
Many feelings.
It was so good, even though we lost. Anyway, that is my rant on how amazing it was to see BG in the home opener. It was great to have her back. It was great to have her back. It's incredible to have her back, not just as a player, but also for like team and fan morale.
Yeah.
Incredible. And also, like, it was nice to be able to like give thanks to all the people who made that happen, like getting her back.
Right, yeah.
In that way, because I think on social media they seem like very distant things, but like actually seeing the people who are like getting people back.
Yeah.
Is pretty cool.
It's a big deal.
Anyway, that was great. Next thing about the WNBA, because can't stop, won't stop. De'Erica Hamby is back after having a baby 2.5 months ago.
That's not so but so.
She's back playing actual minutes in an actual professional basketball game 2.5 months after having her child. I'm getting over a cold and I can't do anything. I take naps. I cannot fathom.
We're built different.
We sure are. And anyway, I hope she's having a great time with the Sparks because the Aces don't deserve her.
Absolutely not. That was really shitty what they did.
Okay, that is the end of my WNBA rant. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much. And then our last tip, which has to do with the men, sorry. St. Louis City SC totally stomped Sporting Kansas City 4-0 in their first match against each other, which is great because, like, it's a cross, you know, like the Sporting KC Stadium is actually in Kansas, but it's like Kansas City is like a dual, you know, so it's like same.
Yeah.
Same street, essentially. You cannot see this. I don't know when this is happening. But like, that's like a, there's already just sort of like a attitude rivalry between Kansas City and St. Louis. So actually like the Royals are playing the Cardinals today. You know, it's a thing. So very exciting to have that, because they were like, you know, St. Louis, like they've been like showing some holes lately in their defense, and, you know, Sporting has been like on, they've had a couple of like really good last few games, and it was not even close.
I love that.
Got like, I can't wait for you to go. I mean, like, I can't even afford to go to a game, like, because the tickets are so expensive. But we went to like a game where they played like a USL team. And even then, just like the feeling, like the crowd is so big, like the St. Louisans, like the
incredible,
the fan
yes. group. Yeah.
Oh my God.
But you know, like, what we could do is, I'm sure they play those games on TVs and sports bars.
Oh yeah.
And that would be fun.
Yes to that.
Cause I can afford a beer.
A beer. We'll just nurse it.
Yeah. I like to play either, depending on the sport, it's a drink per half or a drink per quarter.
Nice. Yeah.
So we can do that. Or we can just get like a pitcher, which would probably be more cost effective. Anyway, we can play on the specifics later.
Absolutely, we can. But yes, much excited for the St. Louis City.
Yeah. Now things that are less exciting. Now to our drops. Our first drop is Craig Harrington. Boo. I'm not going to do all that. So Craig Harrington received a 2-year suspension from coaching in the NWSL for his inappropriate conduct and sexual comments towards players. I was reading an article about some of the things that he said, and they are gross. And I will not be repeating them here.
That is correct.
As a reminder, he is the former head coach of the Utah Royals and was a Red Stars assistant before that. It was recently reported by The Athletic that a few weeks ago, after his suspension was made known, he was hired by a local Chicago youth club as the director of coaching.
So the club said that they obtained a, quote, clean NCSI National Center for Safety Initiatives background check and certification of his U.S. Center for Safe Sport Training, as well as confirmation that his coaching licenses were in good standing with the U.S. Soccer Federation and the Illinois Youth Soccer Association. So if you've been listening to us talk about any of these like scandals in women's soccer and have been paying attention at all, and if not, we'll just remind you, safe sport is trash. It is trash.
And outside of soccer, like U.S. gymnastics, that was safe sport.
Yeah. Yes. That shit. Oh, my God. So – not good. But that isn't even the, I mean, it is, it's a big issue, but there is also another issue at hand, which is like a youth club hiring this dumpster fire of a man as their coach is reckless and dangerous. He has now been rightfully sacked. But in a quote from Just Women's Sports, while Harrington has since been fired by the youth club, that he was hired at all exposes the continued cracks in the systems meant to ensure player safety at all levels of soccer, even in the wake of the NWSL's wide-reaching misconduct investigations. And in that article, too, they said, like, that the NWSL did update, like, his licensing stuff, like, after their investigation. I don't really know who to believe, because the NWSL has definitely said some shit in the past, but also... it's also clear that places, if they want to hire somebody, they're going to hire them.
Yeah. And whether his stuff was updated or not, like, just if you do a Google on the man, it comes up.
Right.
Like, the licensure doesn't have to be updated for you to, like, do a background check, not just through official channels, but, like, people, when you apply for a job, people Google you, look at your Facebook, like, just Google the man.
Absolutely. Like, someone will probably find our expired HatPicks website if they Googled us.
I hope so.
We can only hope. Okay. Beyond that, more drops. There are a lot of injuries still happening and a lot of people being and maybe being ruled out of the World Cup, which is a huge fucking bummer. So in our last episode, we did mention that there are so many knee injuries happening across the globe in women's soccer. We can add our beloved Fran Kirby of Kirby fame to the list. And while some, like Alexia Putellas, have been cleared for play, others have not had that same luck.
Yeah, Katarina Macario announced that she will not be able to play in the World Cup, which truly sucks. I love her so much. Rose Lavelle will not be playing in the NWSL before the World Cup. And honestly, who fucking knows if she'll be able to be fit by the actual World Cup. Delphine Cascarino, French midfielder, partially tore her ACL during a game with PSG last week. So she is also out for France now.
It's just, it's a problem. Like, I mean, we've been doing this podcast for 2.5 years now. I mean, obviously we're following. Oh,
2.5 years.
Yeah.
Oh, it started
October 2020. Oh, so actually over 2.5 years.
Oh, fuck. Continue.
Sorry to drop that. And so, I mean, we followed women's sports before, but we're following it, I think, more closely now just because we talk about it on a podcast.
Yeah.
And I would say this is one of the, like, this is definitely, like, the most injuries I feel like we have seen in that time and probably before. But, like, it just seems like it has been so intense lately in the last year.
Well, because women's soccer has been getting attention, they're playing more games the way that the men do. But the problem – and the men complain about this too – is that it's too much. Yeah. But, you know, teams want money.
Money.
But – the men get a lot more care, right? Like, they have the investment of having facilities where they get the kind of medical care and attention they need regularly.
Right.
And the women are getting to that point where a lot of these clubs are offering that. However, up until this point, they haven't. So we've talked about it before. The strengthening of muscles and tendons is not the same because they have not had that kind of investment to be able to have that up until this point.
Right.
So now the complaints of women saying that they are playing too many games too often, I am hoping that that gets heard because so many big names for some of the best teams in the world are out for this World Cup. And it's at the peak of the attention that the women's game is getting.
You look at people like Sam Mewis, who could be out forever for all we know, based on like – her reports of her knee and how things are going with that. I mean, it's just, it's really devastating to the game to see so many people getting hurt and to see them not getting the training that they need and deserve.
Yeah.
So
it is a bummer.
It is.
But you know what? You know what isn't a bummer? Look at us with our segues.
NWSL records being broken. Pew. I was like, how many consecutive?
It was incredible. No, keep doing that.
Do you think on a soundboard, I don't really know the like mechanics of it, but do you think I could like record myself on the soundboard and then just have myself?
Oh, absolutely.
With my own sound effect. That'd be amazing.
Yeah. That's the future of the pod for sure.
Absolutely. It is.
I would also really like to use them for a Pretty Little Liars podcast. The same sound effects.
I definitely want that. You can absolutely expect, I would say, at least an episode of a Pretty Little Liars podcast.
Oh, for sure.
Coming to you. Solidly going to start a rewatch.
I mean, if we happen to live a 10-minute walk from one another, I don't think anything is going to stop us from a Pretty Little Liars at least rewatch.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like a Pretty Little Liars corner on this podcast.
My God. We said it day one. Pod one. Back in October 2020, baby. Said it was a possibility. And we're sticking to it.
We sure are.
And we do what we want.
Absolutely.
So anyway, NWSL records. Yay. So attendance records are... So this is all records, but this first part of this number one, this is our number one, by the way. Number one hat pick. It's records of all kinds. But attendance records and ticket records, ticket sale records are being broken all over the place. Gotham sold over 10,000 tickets to a single match, which is a record for them. San Diego had over 18,000 in attendance at a regular season game, which is dope. Just like a regular game, not like the first one at Snapdragon or like against, you know, it's just like
a game.
Yeah.
Although I think that Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis were at that game too.
Yeah, what the fuck? I was like, Alex Morgan, what are you doing with?
There's also
Jackie and Kelso.
There's a woman who does a lot of TikToks about like music from the 90s who also was at the game. And honestly, if that's one TikTok person, who's at a game, who's doing cool shit. I feel like there can be an argument to get M at a game.
Oh, yeah. M, what an influencer. Like 13 or 14,000 followers. Like, you could absolutely get some free ticks. Like, Anna and I, it's different.
Yeah. Our spouses listen to us and sometimes my housemates, and that's really it.
Yeah.
I don't even think our parents listen to us anymore.
I don't think so. A few friends. Em, thank you for listening.
Yes. And we love your notes, but yes. Honestly, nobody's listening to us. We just speak out into the ether, and that's really it.
So get you some Red Stars tickets. Like, get that. Okay. Kansas City had almost 13,000 in attendance at a game. And that is just to name a few. It is happening everywhere. It's been happening all season, and it's dope as hell. And as we mentioned earlier, it's happening. This is an NWSL pick, but I did aforementioned
yes, say the about international it. Records.
Yes. It's a good thing. Good things are happening.
Yeah. Other records, other good things. Crystal Dunn is in the running for the Golden Boot because she was never meant to be a defender, Jill.
Ellis, Anna was texting me earlier. She was like, I mean, Jill Ellis, I would never call you Jill. And I was like, Anna, I know that you know me well enough to know that you should never call me Jill. So we're good. Yeah, I knew you meant Jill Ellis.
Yeah, I would literally never. If I ever call you anything other than Jillian, it's Jilliman. And sometimes I'll type, like, if we're texting in like a group, or like if I ever say your name, sometimes I accidentally type Jilliman and I'm like, that's not right. I mean, it's right, but it's not right.
There was as we mentioned, Anna and Z and their housemates are moving to St. Louis. Yay. But I've been looking at job boards and stuff for Z just to like help. Graduating and finishing up dissertation stuff is stressful. There was the dog.
It sure was. Hold on a second. You can keep talking.
Okay. It's stressful. And so I've been looking up stuff for Z. And so I've been sending things to Anna to pass along to them. But there was one that I emailed and I didn't realize the way that it was going to email. It was like, oh, who's it from? And I just put Jilliman, which is a nickname that Anna regularly calls me, and people from our Deacon of Sandhouse year, our weird thing we did, and she was like, I like that it said Jilliman found a job that you might be interested in. And I was like, oh, I didn't realize it was gonna send like that. Thought it might just be in the body of the email, like, from Jilliman. Anyway,
no, it said Jilliman sent you a job, and it was very good because it is just it fits, you know, it fits. Okay, anyway. Back to Crystal Dunn. Crystal yes. Dunn, along with Alex Morgan, Ashley Hatch, and Lynn Williams, are tied for scoring leader in the league with 5 goals each. I mean, makes sense for Alex Morgan, Ashley Hatch, yes. and Lynn Williams. But Crystal Dunn can play every position on the field. I'm sure she could even be a keeper. And the fact that the U.S. Women's National Team has been wasting her at right back is an atrocity.
Like, I can't wait to see the World Cup. Like, if she plays up, like, some of these, oh my God, it'd just be outstanding.
I think that they're still going to use her as an attacking defender, but which, you know, makes me upset for a lot of reasons. But you know what? If they just put her in the midfield just for like a game,
just a couple minutes.
I mean, especially given the fact that we might not have Rose Lavelle, we definitely don't have Sam Lewis. Like, yeah. just try it. Let go. Do a good, a single good thing. Please try
that would
it.
Be great.
Just one.
If you're listening, as we have previously mentioned, you are probably not. Speaking of Lynn Williams, because Anna did mention her, so this sure segue did. Works.
Yes.
She just can't stop scoring, and you know, tied for scoring leader with 5 goals this season, but she has been unstoppable. And I just want to reiterate that her hamstring was literally detached.
So they had to gross.
Reattach it. And the fact that she's doing this well, kind of like right off the bat after being away for an entire season, amazing. And She has scored. So the Challenge Cup is very weird this year. I don't get it. It's like happening in the midst of the season, but it's not a separate thing.
The WNBA does it with the Commissioner's Cup. And it's like kind of the way that the FA Cup happens in the WSL and the Premier League. It's a thing in soccer, but it's very confusing.
I know that they asked me, but I don't like it. So, but she has scored in both of Gotham's Challenge Cup games so far. And I don't think that that counts towards regular season totals. So, like, yes, she is doing super well, top of the leaderboard with others in the regular season, but also is scoring in these other games. And it's just outstanding. And she got engaged recently to her longtime boyfriend, Marley. So very exciting.
Love that for her. We love that.
He's from down under.
He sure is. He was also on Big Brother Australia. I think he won. Yeah. He won. Amazing. Also amazing. Alyssa Nayer has the most saves in NWSL history. Of all time, it is Alyssa Nayer. Maybe this might make her... What's happening to you?
It's a clock that I touched and now it beeped at me. I'm sorry. What's wrong with you?
Well, you just went... Which nobody can see, but...
Fun fact, no one has ever wondered what I was thinking ever because I wear everything on my face.
It's true. Hence, what's wrong with you? What's wrong? Okay.
Please continue.
Hopefully this made stoic Angie scary. I just realized that we both put Angie.
Wait, you put that separate?
Yeah, because I also wrote down there.
That's amazing.
Because I just read angry. But okay, anyway, maybe this has made Alyssa Nayer, like the stoic, angry, scary version of Nayer, happy. We would love that. But she also threw out the first pitch at a Cubs game recently, which is dope. But I think that may have brought her back down to angry because I'm pretty sure she's a Red Sox fan.
Yeah. Go Pats! I feel like I have definitely told the story on the pod before, but I'm going to tell it again because it's hilarious. I was in Boston for St. Patrick's Day one year, and we were in Southie, and I just literally heard this guy yell, "Cocksucker!" And I was like, if that's not the most Boston shit, like taking a drag of a cigarette and yelling it, I was like, if this is not the most Boston thing I have ever seen in my life.
Did he have a Dunkin' Donuts coffee too?
God, I don't remember, but I'm sure he did.
It would only make sense.
Yes. Okay. And then Megan Rapinoe has moved herself up to being fifth all-time in assists in the NWSL with 25, and she is the first person to have 25 assists with one club in the NWSL, which is cool. She also made 3 assists in one match. Wow. Which makes her the fourth player ever in the NWSL to do this in a regular season. Which is just super cool. And we love Megan Rapinoe.
We sure do. You know, I also love all of OL Reign's like team pictures before the games.
Yes.
Because they really do not give a fuck. And now other teams are also doing this thing, but they really truly do not give a flying fuck. And I love it so much.
We live for it. We love it.
Oh, amazing.
So good. So many things happening right now. Anna and I have been a little behind on watching things. Life is happening.
Oh my
God.
Anyway.
This has been fun. Can't wait for you to hear all of this, muted phlegm and all.
Unedited.
My scatting, which apparently is now.
The way you vamp.
Yes.
I do love that. Great.
Oh, God. Cool. All right. Well,
we've done it. You can follow us on social media. I never, ever post, but we have it.
It was when we have new pods.
Yeah, I sure do. Every time we have a new pod, I post something on there. You can follow us on Instagram and technically on Twitter, but like I don't do anything there. But that's at HatPixPod.
Sponsored by Canva. And by sponsored, I mean we have Canva and Anna does stuff with it.
Yeah, by sponsored, I mean I pay them to use their services.
We'll talk after. I don't need to talk about this on the pod. Okay, on that note, I'm Jillian.
I'm Anna.
And this has been
the HatPix Podcast.
Yes, it has.